感谢神赐给我们美丽的早晨。
We thank the Lord to give us a beautiful morning.
今天早晨我们一同要从诗篇第八篇来领受神的信息。
In the morning, we will kind of learn the word of God through us, the book of Psalms and chapter 8.
诗篇又称为叫做大卫的宝库。
And Psalm is always also called a treasures of David.
因为大卫在那里默想神，观看神所有的创造，他的里面对神更认识。
Because by doing a meditation from David, he knows more about God.
所以今天早上我们就从诗篇第八篇来看一看大卫所认识的神。
And now through Psalms chapter 8, we kind of know the God that David knows.
我们来一同读我打在投影上面诗篇第八篇。我们从第一节读完到第九节，我们同声来读。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。诗篇第八篇让我们看见这一位大卫所认识的神是一位创造天和地的神。
Through Psalm chapter 8, it shows us that the God that David knows is a God of creation.
当他看见神所创造的天和地的时候，
When he sees the world that was created by God,
在写下这一篇诗篇。
And then he wrote down this Psalms.
这篇诗篇有三个重点。
There are three main points of these chapters here.
第一，就是大卫看到这个奇妙的景象。
First is David see this miraculous scene.
第二，是大卫感受到令人的惊恐。
And second point is David feel the wonder and the fearful miracles. The frightening things he felt.
第三就是大卫学习到惊奇的事物。
The third is the amazing things he learned.
那么许多圣徒当他们观看神又创造的宇宙的时候，
When all the disciples look at the universe,
他们就稀奇地写出许多的诗篇诗章。
They wrote down this because of these wonderful things.
大卫看见神所创造的天和地，他说何其美。
And David saw the heaven and earth that created by God, he thinks it's wonderful.
你我看见的夜晚的星空。
The night sky that the stars that you see in the night.
非常美丽。
It's very beautiful.
非常的有秩序。
And very orderly.
非常的在那里这个发出这个亮光。
They were shining bright light.
可是大卫看见神所创造的这些宇宙的时候，
But when David saw this universe that God created,
他看见了神的自己。
He saw God himself.
从神的创造看见神自己。
And from God's creation, he saw God himself.
有一个诗人叫做 Joseph Addison.
There's a poet called Joseph Addison.
他写了一首诗篇叫做仰看穹苍浩大无穷。
He saw a poet. He said, "The spacious firmament on high."
然后这个诗呢，他就说，但在智者耳中常闻，他们发出荣耀声音，一面照耀，一面称颂，造我的手何其神圣。
And said, "And utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine. The hand that made us is divine."
许许多多近代。的无神论者，
many atheists nowadays
反对有神，
They oppose the idea of God.
为什么很反对呢？
Why do they oppose?
因为有许多科学家，他们是相信神创造天地万物的。
There are many scientists who believe that God created heavens and earth.
看见这些星空，这么多的繁星在天上，没有这个红绿灯，没有交通警察，他们能够运转不息，而且呢彼此中间不会产生任何的 accident.
And see all the stars in the sky, they kind of like, you know, move accordingly without any conflict, without any use of traffic light.
他们相信一定有一个主宰。
They believe that there must be a creator.
一定有一个设计者，一定有一个制造者。
It must be a master creator.
那么在这一个神的创造中间，
And in the middle of God's creation,
我们看见什么呢？
What do we see?
这个刚才所读的这个诗篇第八篇第三节里面告诉我们。
And from the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 3.
大卫说，我观看你的指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars.
任何一样东西，我们看见这个麦克风在这里，我们说这个麦克风怎么来的？
When we see anything such as this microphone, when we ask where does this microphone come from?
我们知道这个麦克风是麦克风的制造公司把它造出来的。
And we know that this is made from the microphone manufacturers.
也许他们就用手来造。
Maybe they made by hand.
也许他们用机器模子来造。
Maybe they made by machine.
可是大卫观看神所创造的穹苍宇宙这些星星的时候，他说他用他的指头来造。
But when David saw the firmament that made by God, he said that it's made by God's fingers.
神的大能，他只需要用手指头就可以造这个穹苍了。
God can only just use his fingers to create the whole.Universe and firmament in the sky.
在神所有的创造中间，
in all the creation of God,
我们住在地球上，
and we live in the earth.
地球几千年的历史，
and several thousand years of history of earth.
文明科学在那里发进展，
and civilization and science were progressing.
人上到月亮上去了，
and people were all went all the way to the moon.
人有这个宇航员、太空人飞翔在这个星空中间。
And we saw astronauts, you know, flying in the skies.
我们觉得很了不起。
We think it's wonderful.
我带你看一看，这是我们所住的地球。
Let's look at that. This is the Earth that we lived in.
这是从这个太空中间拍摄我们的地球。
It was the picture was taken from outer space.
我们觉得很了不起，很伟大。
We think it's wonderful, it's miraculous.
可是地球我们知道是在太阳系中间。
We know that the Earth is inside the solar system.
在太阳系中间，过去叫的九大行星，现在叫八大行星。
In the past, we said that we have nine planets, but now we only have eight.
那么我们看看地球呢？太阳在这里，那地球呢？就在这个地方。
Now we see the Earth is
over there. 那么地球和月亮看起来不太远，对不对啊？你看，地球在这里，太阳这个地球在这里，月亮在这里。
As Earth and the Moon is not very far apart.
但是在地球到月亮的距离中间，你可以把太阳系中间的每一个星星都放进去。
Between the Earth and the Moon, you can fit in all the planets of the solar system.
那么这个是地球
，and this is Earth.
这是月亮
，this is the Moon.
地球月亮中间距离大概384,400公里，或者238,555英里。
And distance between moon and earth is 384 and 400 kilometers, or 238 miles.
那么你看吧，所有的太阳系的星都放了进去。
So you can see that all the planets in the solar system can fit in there.
如果把加拿大和美国放在木星上面，就只有这么小小的一个绿的这一点点。这个木星 Jupiter 这么大，北美洲不过就这么一点点。
We fit North America's onto Jupiter, you can see that that's the spot, the small spot over there.
那么木星 Jupiter 的多大呢？它的轨道你可以把六个地球放进去。
And the Jupiter's the orbit, you can actually fit six Earths.
现在打仗啊，从平面的战争已经到了立体的战争。
In the nowadays battles, and we move from a flat, horizontal battle into a three-dimensional battles.
现在最怕的就是各国发展镭射光啊，这个更快速的武器啊，去打与星空中间的一些彗星。如果把彗星打了削了一小口，然后彗星乱飞，撞到地球上任何一个地方，那么人类就到了世界的终了了。
The thing we most worry is all the laser weapon and all the high-speed weapon that can shoot down satellites. They will create great disasters.
那么这个 comet 彗星呢？你看有多大？跟洛杉矶这个城市来比的话，在底下这个简直是让我们看见彗星很大。但是这个漂流的彗星。
This is one of the comets is almost the size of the whole city of Los Angeles.
Much bigger than
that. Much bigger.
那么我们看太阳跟地球来比，太阳是这个黄颜色的，而地球呢，不过是一点点在这个地方。
We see that the yellow circles is the sun, and then the Earth is just a very tiny black spot.
我们躲在土星 Saturn 后面的样子，大概就这张图片。
This is how we look like we're behind the planet Saturn.
那么我们看看躲在海王星 Neptune。的后面的样子，那就更小了。
When the Earth is behind Saturn, is even smaller.
那么地球相对于太阳，大概就是这么大的一个橘红的这个发热发光的太阳，地球一小点。
The orange one is the Sun, and the Earth is one very small spot.
从火星上面来看到的太阳就是这个图片。
This is the Sun, the view of the Sun from Mars.
这个天文学家 Carl Sagan 曾经说，把天空中间所有的星星都加在一起，比地上每一个海滩上面的海沙还要多。地球上沙，我们到海边上已经沙觉得不得了，多得不得了。可是天上的星星比地上的沙还要多。
From a famous astronomer, Carl Sagan, he said that the number of stars in the universe is much larger than the number of sand in the earth.
如果说太阳的大小，左边的太阳大小大概就是人身上一个白雪球那么大的话，那么整个的这个银河系就相当于整个的美国这么大。
If you think the sun is like a white blood cell, and then the Milky Way will
the Milky Way 就像美国
It's like the size of United States.
当然这个对比的话，你不太，你如果不是干这一行的，你不太太了解。
You may be have a hard time to to understand this analogy if you're not studying this area.
在这个银河系里头，地球在哪里呢？地球就在那个红点的地方，一点点。
Where is Earth in the whole Milky Way? Is that the red spot? The red spot.
所有的星星，你的肉眼能够看见的，在银河系这些星系中间，只有那个黄圈圈那么一点点大。
So all the stars that we can see from the Milky Way is only within the yellow circle.
所以我们的眼睛看不了多少。
Our naked eye cannot see much further than that.
在你能够看见的以外，还有很多很多的星星啊。
There are many many stars that are beyond your eyesight.
所以中国人有一句话讲。
And the Chinese has a saying.
说天外有什么？还有天。
There's heavens beyond our heavens.
所以。我们不要以为说哇，我们住在地球上很伟大，天外还有天呢，我们看不见的还有很多很多。
There are much more things beyond our Earth.
银河系很伟大。
Milky Way is huge.
但是跟其他的星系来比的话，它还是这么样的微小。这是 Milky Way 这么一点点在这里，其他的星系来比它还小得很。
But compared to other galaxies, our Milky Way is very tiny.
哈勃天文望远镜能够拍上上千的星系。
The Hubble telescope can, take pictures of hundreds and thousands of galaxies.
每一个星系上面包含了上百万个星球。
And within each galaxy, it consists of more than millions of stars.
其中有一个星系叫做 UDF 423，距离我们是1000万光年。
And that's a galaxy called UDF 423. It is like 100.
1,000. No, it's
10 million.
10 million.
Light year.
光年是光一年所走的距离。
A light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year.
那么我们今天看见的星星啊，
and the stars that we're seeing today,
已经走了一千万光年了。
They already have, you know, moved around, you know.
换句话说，我们看见的不是现在发光的星星，是过去在一千万光年以前所发的光。
So the star that we are seeing is not the star right now. It's you know, 100 million years ago.
整个的太阳系，地球就在。这个图上这一点
in the whole solar system, the Earth is just a spot in the screen.
所以大卫看见了这个星系啊，看见非常的奇妙。
And David saw the wonderful things from the sky.
那看见这些星呢，能够在天空中啊啊，距离啊我们这么遥远啊，我们的看见今天的星星可以做方向。我们说哦，这是北斗星，哦，那是指向北方。
And we can see a lot of stars, and one of the stars, like the lost star, can provide us a direction.
啊，我们也知道啊，星星啊，有许许多多的奇妙的现象。
And there's a lot of wonderful things from the stars.
每个星都很大的。
Every star is big, huge.
地球很小啊。
And the Earth is very small.
那么大的一个星星，那么重的东西，它能够在这个太空中间，它能够停留在那里啊。
And such a big star can actually sustain in the sky.
希伯来书第一章第三节说，神常用他全能的命令托住万有。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, he said that he sustained all things by his wonderful word.
他不但他用他的小指头就造了这些的星星摆设在天空，而且他用他的全能，他的力量何等大，能够托得住这么重的这些的星系在整个的宇宙。
He only, not only set up all the stars with his fingertip, but he also used his power to sustain all the things by his word.
这位伟大的神跟你跟我的关系是什么呢？
What is his relation regarded to us, you know, regards to God?
我们今天对着神的想法就是说，哦，我呢，现在呢，有需要，啊，我家里有人生病。神啊，你赶马上打电话，这个岳阳电话、宇宙电话，神啊，请你来医治我们的家人。
When we think of God today, we often think about needs. So when we have in need, we want to call God.
啊，孩子要考试了，求神帮助他。
When our child is, you know, come to examination, then we ask God.
啊，我们需要换工作了，求神带领给我们预备。
When you need to change jobs, we ask God to lead us and prepare us.
如果你没有生病，如果你没有小孩子要考试，如果你没有要找工作，哎呀，神啊，你太忙了，全世界这么多人都给你打电话，你忙不过来，那我就 leave you alone, 我就不麻烦你了。
We are not ill, or we don't the kids don't have to take examination, or we don't need to change jobs. We think that we don't need to bother God anymore.
我们跟神的关系是这样的关系吗？
Is our relationship with God the same way?
哇、oh, ，我有需要了，赶快来，上帝，赶快来。
If I have need, and God, please come hurry.
啊，如果我现在都很好啊，你就在旁边跟天使一起玩啊，我跟我家里面人一起玩。
If I'm well, please, you know, you can stay with the angels.
是这样的态度吗？
Should we behave like this?
是这样的关系吗？
Is this the relationship that we have today?
不是的。
No.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
He's the one who created the whole universe.
他是宇宙的王。
He's the king of the universe.
我们是他的仆人。
We are his servants.
我们应当是对他说，主啊，你什么时候需要我，我在那里等候。你说吩咐，我就听，我就来。
We should be waiting for his request, and he can command us to do whatever he wants.
当大卫看见神所创造那么奇妙的时候，
When David saw the wonderful things that God created,
他还思想一个，神啊，你对整个这个世界有什么意义？
And he was thinking that, how should that regards to the whole world?
啊，神对着他所创造的世界又是什么呢？
And so what's God's will on the things he created?
这个世界很奇妙。
This world is wonderful.
很美丽。
It's very beautiful.
这个有一位十八世纪、十九世纪的神学家、基督徒，叫做 Jonathan Edward。
And that is a Christian theologist from the 18th and 19th century called Jonathan Edwards.
他在写了一本书，是耶鲁大学所给他出版的，叫做《神圣事物的形象》。
He published a book from Yale University Press that called the Image of the Divine Things.
他说啊，神用他的指头创造万有，那什么意思啊？
So what is meant by God used his fingertip to create the universe?
原来万有都是神的小指头所创造出来的。
And the whole world actually was created by God's fingertips.
那么神呢，好像是一个艺术家啊，他画画这边大一点的星星，哎，点一下那个星星啊，这个整个的宇宙就成功了。
He portrays God as like an artist who's going to paint every stars.
在人类过去的历史中间呢，说到这个世界、这个地球怎么来的时候，都有各种的说法。
And throughout the history of mankind, there's many theories about how God created the world.
我们中国人说呢，盘古开天，对吧？听过吧？盘古开天。
And Chinese we say that it's 盘古 who created the world.
啊，原来呢，起先呢，有一些像希腊的神话一样，这个神、那个大神、这个小神彼此中间征战。啊、中间所产生的结果、哦、然后呢天地就开始了。
It is really like Greek mythologies, all about you know, gods fighting with each other.
但是刚才你讲的这个 Jonathan Edwards、啊、他对着神所创造的每一件东西、啊、很有兴趣。
And Jonathan Edwards that we mentioned about, he's really interested in the things that God created.
他住在距离这里不远的 Connecticut.
He wasLiving in this Connecticut, not far away from us.
不光是秋天，看见外面的景色的美丽。
Not only the beautiful foliage in the fall.
他走在 Connecticut 的树林中间呢，看见树林上面挂着有蜘蛛。
He walked through the trees in Connecticut. He saw a spider hanging from the tree.
更准确的说，看见蜘蛛网。
And at more accuracy, he said he saw the spider web.
他仔细的看呢，他就很有兴趣，写了一封信给蜘蛛，叫蜘蛛信。
He looked at this and actually he wrote a letter called spider's letter.
那他就用科学来分析蜘蛛怎么会织成他们的网的。
He used science to explain how a spider created its web.
你看过这个蜘蛛网就知道，蜘蛛网看起来呢很细，好像呢很这个很柔，可是它能够经得起大风的吹啊。不会把它吹破。
The spider web seems tiny and weak, but actually it is very strong and can resist a strong wind.
不管是风也好，雨也好，这个蜘蛛网我们都看过，它还能够在风和雨之后还能够存在。
And the spider web actually still exists and be intact after strong wind and rain.
蜘蛛不会飞。
Spider does not know how to fly.
只会爬。
It can only crawl.
可是它能够从这棵树的树枝，好像会飞一样，飞到另外一棵树的树枝，就是它织的网，它能够过得去。
And through this web, he can actually swing from one tree to the other tree.
所以这个 Jonathan Edwards 呢，很喜欢观看啊，看见神的小指头，这个艺术家所有的创造。
And Jonathan Edwards really interested in this God who is an artist who created all this.
他看树。
He look at the trees.
他会看星星。
He looks at stars.
他到处看。
He looks at everything.
他看见了以后。
So after he looked,
他有个结论。
He come to a conclusion.
这位的神呢、啊、
And this God.
就今早上我们弟兄姊妹带领我们唱诗所唱的 Holy, Holy. 他是一个圣洁、神圣的神。
Yeah, he's a holy God.
弟兄姊妹、朋友们，我请问你，什么叫圣洁的神？
Brother and sister, let me ask you, what is a holy God?
圣洁的对面，相反的是什么？
What is the opposite of holy?
好了，我来这边不是第一次了，我就喜欢发问的。讲台的时候，我们是two-way communication. 请问，圣洁的对面是什么？
So I'm not the first time who come here, so I would like to ask you, the audience, so what is the opposite of holy?
圣洁的对面是什么？不圣洁，那你没有回答。
Unholy，
圣洁的对面是什么？污秽啊 ，filthy 啊。但是你看圣经里面讲到的圣洁，不是讲的对面是污秽。
And you look at the Bible, that the opposite of holy is not filthy.
当我们唱圣洁圣洁的时候，不是说到神呢、啊、啊那么样的发光啊那么样的纯洁那么样的这个没有任何一点的污秽。
When we sing holy, holy, we don't describe God as a pure, clean, and shiny object.
圣洁的对面相反就是俗。
The opposite of holy is worldly.
是 secular.
Is secular.
Holy, divine, 神圣的对面就是世俗。
And the opposite of holy is secular.
神是跟所有世人所看重的世俗的观念、世俗的追求、世俗的看重的讲法，一切神是相对的。
God is opposite to everything that we do in this world.
所以圣经的里面，你看见属于神的，就是叫圣。
In the Bible, say everything belongs to God is holy.
你手中所用的圣经叫什么？英文叫什么？叫 Holy Bible， 是中文叫圣经啊。
Yeah, and the book you have in your hands is called Holy Bible。
因为这本书是单单的、独一的、只属于神的。
And because this book is uniquely belongs to God。
以色列百姓到什么地方去敬拜
？Where did the Israelites come to worship God？
到哪里？圣殿。
And the Holy Temple。
啊，为什么叫圣殿？
Why do we call it the holy temple?
因为那个跟其他的房子不一样。
Because it's different from other houses.
那是 unique.
This is unique.
那是独特的啊，那是绝对不一样的。
It's absolutely different.
Holy, holy God, 神这一位的神，跟所有人所拜的观念，所有地上世俗的观念的所拜的这一切，完全不一样的。
Our holy God is very different from the other gods that people worship in this world.
他是独特的。
It is the single one.
只有他是神。
Only he is God.
Jonathan Edwards 后来他在、他的这个、观看以后呢，他就想到说，神是独特的。那圣经里面也告诉我们，我们基督徒要分别为圣。
And Jonathan Edwards saw that God is unique, and we Christians need to be holy too.
啊，什么叫分别为圣
？What do you mean by us to be holy?
啊，或者叫做
sanctification
啊。什么叫分别为圣？这个他就说成为圣洁或者分别为圣的人，是一个看见整个的世界是属于神的，并且因着他的荣耀欢呼的人。
He said, "To be a holy soul or a sanctified soul is to be a person who sees the entire world belonging to God and shot through with His glory."
啊，能够。欢呼歌唱
，and so we can and shout with joy.
因为这所有的一切万物的被造都是属于神的，而且在那里唱诗歌颂神。
Because all created things that belongs to God and they sing praise to God.
所以这是这一位的Jonathan Edwards 他对的神的创造所有的一个理解，所有的观看。
This is the understanding of Jonathan Edwards to God.
大卫看见神的创造。
David see the creation of God.
看见神的伟大。
And see the wonder of God.
看见神的智慧。
And see the wisdom of God.
也看见神与所有的万物的被造的不一样。
And see that God is different from all the created things.
好，大卫看到奇妙的景象。
And when David saw the wonderful things.
然后第二，他感受到惊人的惊，感受到令人的惊恐。
And he felt the frightening things too.
这篇诗篇呢，从第三节我们看见，特别到了第三节，是我观看你指头所造的天，然后第四节它里面所说的，他就问起了一个问题，说人算什么
？Verse three say when I see consider your heavens the work of the fingers, and then in verse four you say, what is man that you are mindful of him？
啊，他看见神这么样的荣耀，他所创造的万物这么样的伟大奇妙。相比之下，他觉得说他什么都不是。
When he saw the wonderful things that God and the greatness of the things that He created, he suddenly feel that, oh, I'm nothing.
啊，他觉得自己很微小。
I'm really, really tiny.
这一节圣经是很难理解的。
And this verse is really hard to understand.
这个对比啊，看见神创造这么奇妙、这么广大的宇宙，然后就想到人，人算什么？
When he contrasts the world with himself, he thinks that what is man? That
站在神所创造的伟大的创造的面前，这个神创造这么伟大，他的能力这么的这个广大，那这个背后。到底跟我们有什么关系？
When we stand before the greatness of these creations, what is the reason behind it for us?
二十世纪有一个哲学家。
In the 20th century, there's a philosopher.
他叫做卢素 ,Bertrand Russell.
His name is Bertrand Russell.
他呢曾经说过这样的话。
And he said this.
他说人呢是因缘的产物，这些产物对着实现终结没有慧眼先见。我先把中文，我从英文翻译过来的，我翻译出来，我然后讲解了，然后我会有英文的让你看啊。他就想到说，人的源头啊，人在地上的成长啊，人对着将来的希望啊，人所有的恐惧啊，人中间追求的爱、追求的信仰啊，这一切都是开始于原子偶然配搭的结果。所以呢，没有热情，没有所谓的英雄主义，没有思想，没有感情的深度，可以维持一个超越坟墓的生命。你常年的劳动，你所有的奉献，所有的灵感，所有人类的文明灿烂，所有你的天才，都注定和太阳系最后浩瀚的宇宙死亡一同灭绝。所以人所有的成就没有办法避免，最后我们埋在宇宙碎片的废墟中。那基本上可以确定没有排斥这些的哲理，可以有希望立足。他说只有在这一个理解底下，这个他所谓的真理底下，才能不放弃，才能在那个绝望的坚实基础上面，人的灵魂的居所才能安然的被建造。
And Bertrand Russell said that man is the product of causes that had no provisions of the end day they were achievingThat his origin, his growth, his hopes and fears, his loves and his beliefs are but the outcome of accidental collocation of atoms. That all the labors of the ages, all the devotion, all the inspiration, and all the noonday brightness of human genius are destined to extinction in the vast depth of the solar system. Only within this scaffolding of this truth,Only on the firm foundation of the unyielding despair can the soul's habitation henceforth be safely built.
很矛盾，很讽刺。
It's very paradoxical and
他不相信宇宙万物是神所创造的。
He does not believe that the everything is created by God.
他在那里又讲到我们的灵魂要怎么样能够安然的在那里被建造。
But he talked about also the how our soul's habitation can be safely built.
我们都知道，根据热力学第二定律，任何东西是从新的慢慢变旧了。
And we know that by the second order of thermodynamics, we know that everything starts from new to old.
从一个和谐的、有次序的，慢慢变成不和谐的、混乱的、没有次序的。
From a harmonious order stage, will eventually migrate to an ordered, confusing state.
一个小 baby 生出来，哇，皮肤那么样的滑润啊，那么样的美丽。可是慢慢的，因为你我的生命从有次序的变成没有次序的从和谐的变成不和谐的，变成混乱的。所以到了我们这种年龄，你就看见说，哎呀。这个头发一直在掉牙齿也一直有问题我各样的问题就产生了，都是在这个定律底下。
And from a baby who has a smooth skin and everything looks beautiful, and then eventually, when we age, we see that we have a lot of problems, we have a lot of things degraded, and this is, I think, it seems like it's from a harmonious state to something very chaotic state.
你就看见太阳。那么伟大，太阳有一天会熄火的，有一天会熄灭的。
And we saw that the sun is great, but one day the sun will extinct.
为什么如此？
But why?
人不是 人在这个这个绝望的底下，我们的灵魂怎么样的居住，怎么样的在往上盖呢？
And this is not much hope for the human, but how can we build up our houses?
那他说你不过就是因缘的产物、啊。
And we are just, you know, product of chances.
啊，那么所以最后的时候，我们的 chance 就是我们跟宇宙万物一同灭亡。
And our destiny is to, you know, extinct and with the universe.
这是神对我们的眷顾吗？
Is this the care that comes from God?
哈佛大学教授叫 Steven Pinker， 他说：“如果没有神，当然你觉得你很重要，当然你觉得人类是有价值、有尊严的、重要的。你知道为什么你那么感觉吗？因为你的祖先觉得人有尊严，因为人有尊严，所以叫社会、叫人类可以帮助他们存活啊，能组成你的心思啊，生物能够 program 成为你觉得很重要。他说，但是你不是的。”因为到头来不论你做什么事，它都要成为无有，它都要不算数，你做的任何事都不会有分别的。
So professor from Harvard University Steven Pinker said, if there's no God, of course you feel significant. Of course you feel human beings are all valuable and have dignity and are important. Do you know why you feel that way? Because your ancestor who felt human beings had dignity.That trait helped them survive. That's the reason why it's now hardwired into your genetic hardware. See, biology has programmed you to feel significant, but you are not. Because in the end, no matter what you do, it's all going to go to nothing. It's not going to matter. Nothing you do really makes any difference.
你知道这两个人 Russell 跟这个 Pinker 都在说什么吗？
Do you know that these two persons, what Russell's and Pinker's, what are they saying?
如果人觉得有尊严，
if man has dignity,
如果人觉得有像那个人权这样的东西，
if man thinks that they have human rights,
如果你相信科学，
if you believe in science,
那么你相信那样的东西，
if you believe such things,
那么到头来
and,
这段话。
And to the end,
你任何的事物没有分别。
And you'll come to a conclusion that nothing's different.
所以在神广大的创造中，人是微小的。
In the whole creation of God, man is insignificant.
在这个不相信神创造的这个世界中间，我们最后看见呢，最后的时候呢，我们是与万物一同的灭绝的。
In an atheist world, we will be extinct with everything.Of this world.
所以前不久呢 ，YouTube 上面有个影片。
And not long ago, there's a video on YouTube.
Samuel Beckett, B-E-C-K-E-T-T 啊，你们可以去 YouTube 上看。
There's a video from YouTube from Samuel Beckett.
35秒钟这个影片。
The video only has 35 seconds.
一开始的时候。整个是黑的，就像现在荧幕上你看的全部是黑的一样。
In the beginning, the video is all dark, just like the screen right now.
然后呢，舞台上慢慢的有了灯光。
And then stage is, and slowly there are lights.
啊，在黑暗的时候，听见 baby 在那里哭，哇哇，生命的开始。
And in the dark, but suddenly you hear the crying of a baby. That's what when life begins.
当最后。微弱的灯光显明人看见舞台上是什么呢？都是摆的乱七八糟的这些的 garbage， 都是这些的垃圾。
When the stage lights up, all we can see are all garbage in on everywhere.
然后35秒钟快完的时候，有一个人要离开世界，最后发出一声长声叹息，然后舞台的灯光就又都黑了。
At the end of the 35 seconds, a man is going to leave.The world, and he has a long and great sign.
这个剧作家是个无神论者。
This playwright is not a is an atheist.
这个剧的名字叫做呼吸 breath.
This drama is called breath.
或者叫做气息啊，我给它翻译成气息。那他就说了，人呢，从出生哇然一声到最后，唉，叹息离开世界，35秒钟，告诉我们说，人一辈子是什么呢？Garbage.
Let's tell us from our birth to our death, everything in between is just garbage.
这就是这个无神论，不相信有神创造宇宙外，最后的我们就是一团乱。
That's the atheist point of view that our life is a mess.
In a sense, 有点道理。In a way 来讲，我们现在不断在 produce garbage， 然后我们就 garbage 怎么 dispose， 全世界这个问题，对不对？
In a sense, yes, it's true because we are producing garbage every day.
但是我们不是 garbage.
But we are not garbage.
因为神眷顾我们。
Because God cares for us.
所以大卫看见奇妙的景象。
So when David sees this wonderful scene,
大卫看见让他惊恐的事实。
And when David sees the frightening things,
他学到令他惊奇的事物。
He learned something amazing.
啊，他说。人算什么？你竟眷顾他。世人算什么？你竟眷顾他，顾念他，眷顾他。
He said, "What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him."
然后呢，底下神创造了人，然后神又派人管理神所创造的万物，一切牛羊、走兽、飞鸟、鱼啊，让这一切都能在人的管理底下。
And make everything over the work of his hands, and all the animals and birds and things and fish, all under the feet of human.
大卫在这里把我们带回到神创造的起头，《创世纪》第一章、第二章里面去。
And David brought us back to the beginning point of creation, the Genesis.
那么刚才呢，我漏掉了啊这个第五节给你们看。
I missed the verse 5 that I want to show you.
他说他叫你比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor.
荣耀和尊贵是属于神的属性。
And glory and honors are attributes of God.
现在是把这个神的属性在造人的时候放在人的里面。
And put his attributes.In man, inside man, when he created man,
叫我们知道我们跟神所创造的其他的万物不一样。
So that let us know that you know we are different from the other creatures that he created.
我们是照着神的形象样式所创造。
We are made in the image of God.
几年以前有一个医生，一个住院的医生。
And a couple of years ago, there's a resident physician.
后来呢，他成为现在是医生了。
And now he's a doctor.
他是个基督徒。
He is a Christian.
做住院医生的时候呢，有一次就他那个大医生就带着这些住院医生啊来查病房。
During his residency, and there's a chief doctors and taking all these residency doctors and to go through the beds and the patients.
Right. 那么看见有一个精神科的病人。
And that's a psychiatrist patient.
这个病人呢很忧郁。
This patient is really depressed.
他很恨他自己。
And he hates himself.
他一点都不喜欢他自己。
He doesn't like himself at all.
他有自杀的倾向。
He is a tendency for suicide.
这群医生走到他的病床旁边。
And this group of doctors come to his bed.
想要帮助他。
And trying to help him.
这时候呢，有一个女的住院医生。
And that's a female resident.
那就告诉其他的医生说。
And he told the other doctors.
我们必须让这个病人呐能够看见。
We got to let this patient to see.
啊，他是个有价值的人。
He is a man of value.
他不是垃圾。
He is not garbage.
他不是什么都不是。
He is not nothing.
他是很重要的。
That he is important.
作为人，他是有价值的。
And being a human being, he has value.
他很重要。
Is really important.
每个人都是有价值的。
And every man has value.
你知道那个大医生啊，听见领头的医生听见以后，他说什么吗
？You see the chief doctors. What did he said after this?
他就问那个女医生。
And he asked the female doctors.
你怎么知道的
？How does you know?
我们是科学家。
And we are scientists.
你说的这些话有什么科学根据？
What is the scientific basis of what you have just said?
啊，这个女医生就说了，这个病人现在那么消极，那么忧郁，要自杀啊，她觉得她自己什么都不重要，你要告诉她很重要嘛。
And she said that this doctor, that this patient now feels really valueless. So we need to make him feel that he has value.
那个大医生不喜欢她讲的。
The chief doctor doesn't like what she said.
他说你讲的没有科学根据。
And she said, "What you said is no scientific basis."
那个基督徒男的住院医生，他觉得这个女的讲的很对。
And one of the male resident doctors said that no, she's right.
啊，人真的不是 Samuel Beckett 讲的，只不过是 garbage， 不过是废物。
Man is not what Samuel Beckett said is garbage and nothing.
因为人是神照着他的形象样式所创造的。
Because man was created in the image of God.
啊，神的形象里面有理智。
And in the image of God, there's reasons.
啊，所以神给人智慧。
And God gave us man wisdom.
啊，他不但有理性，他也还有德性。
And besides rations, he also has morals.
啊，所以人的里面呢，就会有对错是非啊这样的一个观念。
So man can find the difference between right and wrong.
啊，所以人跟动物不一样的。
And man is different from animals.
神顾念人。
God's care, mindful to man.
所以在啊。这个顾念或者眷顾什么意思？
Cares means what does cares means?
他的意思是你出去寻找。
Care here means go out and find.
神顾念人，神从荣耀的宝座，从天上他所在的位置，他肯下来，他在2015年以前，他从天上降世。让人能够看见神是怎样的一位神。
God cares for man, and from this before 2015, He came down to the earth and show us how He came.
今天我们都知道2015从哪里开始的。
Now we all know that the year 2015, where does it begin?
不管全世界你在什么地方、什么体制底下，都承认2005是从公元零的元年开始。
We all know that it all started from the year zero.
那么那个 year zero 元年是怎么开始的呢？
How did this year zero started?
在今天我们在英语的世界都知道，那就是耶稣降生，耶稣基督降生在地上开始了元年。
Now we all know that in this English speaking country know that this year started because of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督降生以前叫做 BC, before Christ.
Yeah, before the year before Jesus was born, we called B.C.
然后耶稣降生以后开始叫做 A.D.
And after Jesus was born, we called it A.D.
A.D. 就是 the year of the Lord, 主的日子，主的年日开始了。
It A.D. means that the year of the Lord and Lord's years begin.
全世界的人都接受，都承认。
And everyone on the earth accepted this.
神来到地上来寻找我们。
God's come down to the earth to search for us.
耶稣在地上把神自己的德性、神自己的能力、神自己的心思、神自己的行事为人品格都表现出来。
And Jesus Christ manifests God's characters and all the things and the power He has to us.
他为什么降世呢？为他顾念我们。
Why did He do this? Because He cared for us.
什么叫顾念？什么叫眷顾呢？
And what do you mean by mindful? What do you mean by care?
啊，在路加福音第一章68节这样告诉我们：主以哎，我们一同来读好不好？来，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
We can read together. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has come and has redeemed His people.
所以你看见说眷顾是出来，是访问，啊，是寻找，寻找以后做什么呢？跟救赎连在一起了。
So we all see that care means going out and find, and it's all connected with deliverance.
啊，你看见说神所创造的里面，开始的时候是先开始创造天使。
You look at God's creation; He created angels first.
天使是灵。
And angels are spirits.
人呢是有灵、有魂、有物质、有身体，天使没有。
And men have spirits and have body and soul, and but angels does not.
但是当天使中间有一个天使长叫做 Lucifer 引诱其他的天使一同背叛神，他们从天使从神的宝座前被打到了空中。
So there's an archangel called Lucifer that he betrayed God, and but he has, was expelled by God to come down to earth.
天使堕落，神没有来寻找，没有出来啊，来到他们中间啊，去做救赎的工作。
The fall of the angels, but God did not come down to search to find them.
但是人堕落了。
But man fall.
人远离神，犯罪，背叛神。
When God sinned against God and stay away from God,
神竟愿意来寻找我们。
And God actually has come down to find us.
愿意来救赎我们。
And come to save us.
这说出他对着我们的爱，说出他对着我们的顾念。
That speaks about His love and His care for us.
那么他怎么顾念我们呢？
How does He care for us?
我们刚才还漏了一节圣经。
And we missed one verse.
就是第二节。
It's verse 2.
我请大家再一同来读一读。你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger.
大卫在那里观看神的创造，知道神是创造天地万物的主。
When David looks at God's creation, he knows that God is the creator.
也知道说神呢，特别的高抬我们，特别的爱我们人。
And we know that God really loves us and treats us very in a special way.
那么神还派我们管理神有所有的创造。
So he put everything under our feet.
那么他可以说呢，这位的神呢，他的名很奇妙，他自己很伟大，他是应当被称颂的。
And let us know that his name is wonderful. He's an amazing God. He's worthy to be praised.
你会稀奇这个第二节讲到神的创造奇妙伟大的时候，他居然来了一个敌人、仇敌、报仇的，那这些怎么会在这篇的诗篇中间出现呢
？In verse 2, it's pretty strange that he put everything like foes and avengers and infants and everything together and enemies.
谁是神的仇敌呀
？Who is God's enemy？
弟兄姊妹，谁是神的仇敌
？Brother and sister, who is God's enemy？
有罪的人
啊 ，sinful man
是啊，我们今天地上所有的问题都是我们这些有罪的人造出来的。
All the problems in this world are created from we, the sinful people.
埃及最近有俄罗斯去到埃及那个避寒圣地的那个叫地方叫 Sharm el Sheikh 那个结果呢，一个俄罗斯的飞机那个地方我们去过，我带弟兄姊妹去以色列，就是去埃及的时候呢，去过那地方啊。那么看见很多俄罗斯人呢，从北边冷的地方啊，都到埃及那个地方很温暖啊，那个靠近赤道的地方呢，他们都去那里啊，那个避寒。
So there's many Russians. They come to a place in Egypt,
Sinai,
in the Sinai Peninsula, to spend their winter.It's a winter resort.
结果呢？最近呢？俄罗斯的一架这个在那里度假完了，这俄罗斯人要起飞的时候，那飞机爆了。
There's a airplane that explodes when they are flying back from the vacation.
死了两百多人。
More than 200 casualties.
直到现在为止，那个黑盒子告诉我们说，原来这个飞机遭遇到炸弹，这个有恐怖分子把炸弹放上去了，他们到空中就炸，整个的人就丧命。
Yeah, we just learned that there's actually from the black box that actually there is a explosion on the plane, probably created by the terrorist.
有恐怖分子放炸弹上去，为什么？因为这些恐怖分子心里面仇恨。
Why do these terrorists put the bomb on the plane?
他们为着他们自己的一些的信仰、一些的理念，他们要把别人灭绝。
Because of hate in their heart, because of their own religions, they want to kill the other people.
你看见这些都是人地上所有这些的罪的这个彰显，都是因为人里头的这个罪，人的罪最大的罪就是抵挡神。
All the bad things that happen is all because of the sins inside us.
因为没有神，反正我死了以后跟太阳系一同灭绝，宇宙万物灭绝是一样的嘛。反正我在地上，你做好人要死，我们做坏人，这个了不起，最后也是一死就完了。
It doesn't matter we do good or bad in this world because eventually we'll extinct with this whole universe.
因为有神的仇敌，不相信神创造万有、管理万有，所以今天我们落在这个混乱的这个世界中。
Because of the enemy of God, he doesn't believe that God created the world, and that's what the situation we are in nowadays.
如果你是上帝，看见有这样的人，你怎么办？
If you're God, if you see these people, what will you do?
啊，吹一口气，他们就统统烧死了。
And you breathe out fire and to burn them all.
手指一指，这些人就统统被捆起来了。
Or you know, bind them with all your fingers.
大卫说：“从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。”
And David said, "From the word, from the mouth of the infants, will build up power and put their enemies in bondage."
什么是婴孩和吃奶的
？So what is infant and you know,
吃奶
and who drinks milk?
Right, children and infants. Children and infants.The children and infants 是代表他们很软弱 很弱小，没有什么力量，对不对？
Children and infants mean that they are very weak. They don't have much influence.
他们没有力量来面对仇敌的。
And they don't have the power to face their enemy.
可是神能够从婴孩吃奶的口中让这些仇敌闭口无言。
But God can make the food lips of the children and infants so to silence the foes.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
原来我们知道说，耶稣在地上最后一个礼拜的时候
，We all know that in the last week of Jesus in the earth,
他要进入耶路撒冷城
，He has to enter the city of Jerusalem.
整个耶路撒冷的百姓出来欢迎他
，And the whole city, the people from the whole city come to welcome him.
把衣服铺在地上
，They put the cloths on the road.
手上拿着棕树枝
，Their hands are holding palm trees leaves.
然后。嘴巴里面呼喊着说：“何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂。”这边有一个挂图写的 “Hosanna, in the highest 啊，至高者啊，何塞纳，奉主名来应当称颂。
”The people are cheering Hosanna, glory in the highest。
什么是何塞纳的意思
？So what's the meaning of Hosanna？
今天我们唱诗就常常我们唱哈 Hosanna。
And when we sing hymns nowadays, we sing a lot of about Hosanna.
我们以为 Hosanna 是赞美主的意思。
And we thought that Hosanna is to praise the Lord.
其实 Hosanna 是跟主说救我，是求救的意思。Save me, save me, 是向耶稣求救的意思。
And actually, Hosanna means you're crying for help. Say, save me, save me.
当耶稣进入耶路撒冷城的时候，整个耶路撒冷城百姓已经在罗马帝国。统治底下，他们是亡国奴。
And actually, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem is actually under Romans control.
所以那个时候百姓呢，心里面很愁苦。
And the peoples are really depressed.
盼望有一位大能的救赎主来救他们。
They expecting a savior to deliver us. They have delivered them.
那你想，如果耶稣是他们心目中间讲到这个能够拯救他们的弥赛亚救赎主的话，那耶稣一定是个大将军的。一个大将军怎么进耶路撒冷啊
？So if Jesus is actually the one who can deliver us from the reign of Rome, he must be like a great general.
一个大将军要怎么进耶路撒冷啊
？How does a general enter Jerusalem？
他要骑什么？骑的高头大马，对不对？
He must be riding a very tall horse.
很威风啊。
And really glorious.
很有气势啊。
And you know.
可是你记得耶稣进耶路撒冷，他骑了一只什么？骑了一只小毛驴。
And actually, what Jesus was riding is a donkey.
这个很矮。
Very small.
好像看起来没有什么了不起，没什么力量的样子。
It's really nothing impressive.
耶稣来到地上拯救我们的方式，就是用婴孩和吃奶的方式来拯救我们。
Jesus come to this world to save us through the way of a infant and children.
我邀请你一同来读哥林多后书十三章第四节。
We ask you to read together the Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
好，我们一同来读。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样，同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
For to be sure he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him to serve you.
神啊，创造宇宙万有的神啊，那么样的有能力的神，在十字架上软弱。
Such a powerful and wonderful God was seemed so weak on the cross.
底下的这个钉耶稣十字架的他的那些做假见证的人说：“如果你是上帝，你下来再上去，我们就相信你。”
The people under the cross who bear wrong testimonies are saying that if you're God, you can come down now.
耶稣在十字架上面显出的是软弱。
And what Jesus showed on the cross is weakness.
被骂没有还过口。
He was scolded, but he didn't be filled.
被害没有说威吓的话。
He wasn't, frightening people.
是原来神做工的方式，拯救人的方式，就是在婴孩和吃奶这样的软弱的人身上显明的。
And how God works.Through his salvation plan is through the ways of infants and children.
我们每一个人来在地上都是从软弱没有力量要长大要有力量。
When we come to the earth, we are all weak and powerless, but we grow in it.
我们盼望我们越来越有力量，越有前途。
And we think that we will be more powerful and we will have a future.
耶稣生在马槽里面。
Jesus was born in a manger.
他长大了不是要得力量，乃是失去力量。
And when he grew up, he was not to, get more power, but to give more power.
耶稣基督在十字架上生命结束的时候
，When he dies on the cross,
人看他好像是完全是没有任何的力量。
And when man saw him, he's powerless.
这么样一个创造天地万物的神，最后怎么死在十字架上，显得那么样没有力量，那么软？软弱呢
？How come a God of creation seems so powerless and weak on the cross？
这就是诗篇第二篇第八篇大卫所看见那个景象。
This is what David saw. David's views from the Psalms chapter 8.
全世界的人抵挡神。
And all the people in the world resist against God.
神可以嘴里面一吹气 ，wipe out 全世界所有的罪人。
But God can wipe out all the people by one breath.
我们犯罪，应当受到神的刑罚。
We should be punished when we sinned.
可是神知道，如果神追究我们的罪孽，没有一个人能站得住。
But if God, we want to be, justified, and we cannot escape the punishment.
神自己来以软弱的方式。死在十字架上，让我们看见神自己舍命流血的爱。
Jesus come to us and save us by, through a weak way that seems weak, but he can save us.
在神的创造中，神先拣选一些人，叫做以色列人。
And in God's plan, he first selected a group of people called Israelite.
那么以色列百姓是神的选民。
And Israelites are the people are selected by God.
你看看神为什么选他们。
You know why God chose them?
生命记第七章第七节，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 7, the Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples.For you were the fewest of all peoples.
你看见以色列那个地方
我已经去过超过十次了，很小啊。
I've been to Israel for more than 10 times. Really small.
啊，我们纽约州啊，已经你可以装三个这个以色列了。
You can fit in three Israel in the state of New York.
从北到南，以色列两个钟头多一点点就走完了。
You can travel from the north to the south of Israel in, you know, about 2 hours.
纽约州从加拿大一直到 New York City 要开好几个钟头，对不对？
Oh, there's many more years when you drive from Canada or to the south end of New York.
啊，你看以色列非常的小。
Israel is really small.
以色列那个地方呢都是山啊。
And all Israel is all mountains.
啊，平原很少的。
There's a little plain.
只有沿海一个狭窄的这一小块。
There's only some plains near the coast.
大部分都是山。
And all the other areas are mountains.
耶路撒冷一年下两个礼拜雨。
There's only 2 weeks of rain in Jerusalem.
很缺少水的。
And they really short of water.
他们怎么生活啊？
How do they survive?
所以他们是软弱的。
So they are weak.
神用着他们做一个见证。
God used them for as a testimony.
在软弱人的身上，叫他们来经历神的大能。
Through the weakness, God want them to experience God's greatness.
所以第二节说的就是耶稣基督来降生，成为一个婴孩，生在马槽里，为我们长大，最后他软弱的方式死在十字架上。
So what verse told us is actually God, you know, uses.He kind of born in a weakness, and then but he in the man and born in the manger, but he, and grow up to be our savior.
这个保罗在底下这下面一句说，我们也是同这样同他软弱，但因为神所向你们显的大能，也必与他同活。
And in process, in here he said he was crucified in weakness. Yet he lives by God's power. And we awaken him yet by God's power, we will believe him to serve you.
几个礼拜以前，在美国的西岸，有一个教室里面，有一天早上进来了一个23岁的青年人，拿着枪。
And 2 weeks ago in the West Coast, the United States, there's a young man bring a gun and come to a classroom.
所有的人通通倒下来，通通通都躲在地上。
Everybody's hiding on the ground.
然后这个人就开始就叫一个一个站起来。首先第一个站起来是那个老师。
And these guys ask everybody stand up one by one, and the first one who asked to stand up is a teacher.
你是基督徒吗？
And he asked, are you a Christian?
是基督徒，棒一枪就打死。
If you're a Christian, he just fired at him.
你是基督徒吗？
And he asked the other one, are you a Christian?
叫学生站起来。
And he asked the student to stand up.
那学生说，我不是基督徒。
And then the student said, I'm not a Christian.
棒一枪就打了他的脚，让他就倒在地上，他受伤了。
And then he shot at his ankle, and then the student fell.
你是基督徒吗？
Are you a Christian?
是，棒一枪又打死。
And he just shot at them, and people died.
最后死了10个，伤了7个。
And finally, 10 was dead, and 7 was injured.
我读到这个消息的时候，我很稀奇。
I'm really puzzled by this when I read this news.
人呢，都是要保自己性命的。
Men want to protect his life.
啊，为了保性命，有的时候呢还说白谎，觉得说是 OK 的。
And oftentimes we tell white lies to save ourselves.
如果后面的那些十个后面的那个后面的学生看见前面的5个说你是基督徒吗？棒一枪打死了。他们后面可以保命啊，他后面可以说、哦、我这他用什么方法是说的不承认他是基督徒，可是呢后面第6个第7个第8个第9个第10个没有一个在那里为他保命而不承认他是相信耶稣基督的人。
So the people after the fifth person and if they learn that if they deny they're Christian they be saved they can save themselves, but actually they did not, they, you know,
在人看他们是软弱的。
Men view them as weak.
但是这些人，除非他们心里面深深的知道说他们所信的是谁。
Unless these people they feel that you know they really know that what they believe is true.
他们知道基督徒是已经胜过死亡的人。
They know that Christians have overcome death.
我们已经有了永远的生命。
We already have everlasting life.
靠着神所给我们的大能，我们必与他同活。
With the power of God, we can live with Him forever.
So, these 10 寻道者
and that 10 martyrs,
他们跟耶稣基督永远活着。
They are with Jesus Christ forever.
他们相信他们的地上的生命是见证这一位伟大的神，可是却是在人看我们是软弱的方式中间，我们在地上活着。
Their lives on earth is a testimony on God, and to us, I think they live with us.
今天我们成为做基督徒，在地上，你在公司里面，你在学校里面，人都讥笑你的，人都有许许多多在你背后说你的话的。
People make fun of us when either in school or in at work.
但是
because we are Christians.
但是我们就是经历到这一节圣经所有的真实啊，我们是同耶稣基督一同软弱，但是呢，我们也相信在我们的生命中，我们要与他一同活着。
And we experience the truth described in this verse that we are with God and you know we are a testimony to Him through our weakness.
这就是大卫所看见的这一位伟大的神。
This is the great God that God experienced, David experienced.
眷顾我们。
He cares for us.
顾念我们。
He's mindful of us.
为我们成一个软弱的人，软弱的婴孩。
And for us, he became a weak infant.
为着叫我们人能够跟神和好。
And so that we can reconcile with God.
叫我们知道说神的方式就是不是用拳头，不是用武力来解决人的罪的问题，乃是他自己替我们担罪而死。
To let us know that God's way is not is a brutal force, but he just, you know, take up the burdens of us.
这是大卫所看见 amazing, 就是让他惊奇的这个学习认识。
This is the things that David learned that is an amazing experience.
全世界今天世界各国都要表示自己伟大，都是表示我的军事力量，我的武器怎么样能够打倒你。
Nowadays, every religion in this world is showing off their military muscles.
可是神的儿女，神的百姓，乃是与耶稣基督一样的软弱，在人看是软弱的，我们里面已经经历了神的顾念，经历了神的爱，我们的里面也愿意与他一同的活，来在地上见证他自己的顾念，见证他的爱，见证他的大能。
But all God's people here in this world will seem weak in people's mind, but we are experiencing God's power and be a testimony to Him.
好，让我们一同来祷告，这是大卫所给我们的诗篇。
Let's pray.
感谢主，早上带我们看诗篇第八篇。
Thank you, Lord, so we can look at the Psalms chapter 8.
看见你所创造的奇妙和伟大。
And see the amazing creation that you have made.
也知道你是一位大有能力的神。
And we know that you are an almighty God.
你也顾念我们每一个人。
You care for every one of us.
赐给我们荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You crown us and glorify us.
但是主啊，你的名彰显与天地之间。
But your name was manifested in the heavens and earth.
更叫大卫稀奇的是，你愿意成为婴孩和软弱的人。
What really amazed David is that you're willing to become an infant and a weak person.
叫我们这帮原来跟你为仇为敌的人能跟你和好。
And so turn us.Who are originally an enemy of you to be reconciled with you.
叫我们在地上也做一个因着爱蒙爱而做一个不与人用外头的拳头外头的力量来改变这个世界的人。
So make us a person that will not use our strength but use your love to change this world.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿主把你的话常常摆在我们的里面。
We ask you to keep your word within us.
人可以讥诮我们。
Man can ridicule us.
但是我们知道我们所信的是谁。
But we know that who we believe in.
让我们里面都有一个勇敢为你做见证的心。
So that we have a brave heart to make testimony for you.
因为我们必与你一同活着。
Because we will live with you.
谢谢主赐给我们你的话。
Thank you, Lord, you give us your words.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
And we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.